Namaskar, my name's Mudita. Back in 2012-2013, I'd been travelling around Australia as a remote area nurse. I was travelling in a caravan with my then partner and I became unwell and had to stop. So when I was asked where did I want to stop to get well, I just went, Stanthorpe. And so I stopped in Stanthorpe. While I was there, began the healing process on many, many levels. And I was going to a woman's circle when I had met a woman outside the CWA, which is a Country Women's Association in Australia. They have halls all over Australia. I'd shaved all my hair off because the medication they put me on was giving me really bad psoriasis. And this other woman came walking down towards me, and her name was Radha. And she asked me if I was a Buddhist nun, and I said, no, not in this lifetime. Why? And anyway, she had come to the woman's circle to tell us about a detox retreat that she was going to be facilitating out at the lake. And so I put my hand up and said, yes, I'd love to go to that because I thought it might help me with my health problems. So I went to that retreat, and on that retreat I met Didyananda Devanista. And that whole retreat was an amazing experience for me on a spiritual level. I just felt like I'd come home and found my place. Straight after the retreat at Radha and Yogesh's property in Stanthorpe, I did my lesson one, my initiation with Didyananda Devanista. The thing that really, really drew me in was the kirtan. And because I'm a musician, I loved the kirtan. And that's what keeps me going. Is the kirtan. And I've had many spiritual experiences just playing kirtan.
So would you like to share some of them?
I'd love to, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to. One particular experience I had was out, I was house-sitting for someone in Stanthorpe, and Stanthorpe is in the high country. It's on the granite belt. Of New South Wales and Queensland, and it's just across the border in Queensland, and it's really high above sea level. It's about 900 metres or so above sea level, so it's a really cold climate. It also gets hot and dry, and so there's lots of granite, crystallised granite in the region, and huge rocks. So I was doing a house sit, and I'd go out every morning onto this huge granite slab, and I'd sing kirtan. And this morning I was in complete bliss because kirtan takes me to another place. And I was in complete bliss with nature, loving nature because it was so beautiful, and I have a strong connection with the ground and with nature. I don't know how long, I can't tell you how long I'd been singing kirtan for, but all of a sudden I felt something crawling all over me. And I opened my eyes and I had lady beetles crawling all over me. I was like, wow, that's just incredible. So later on that morning, I thought more about what had happened and how nature always has a message for us. And the Indigenous people in Australia, the traditional custodians, will tell you that that Mother Nature, the birds, the bees, the trees, they all have a message for us. And so what I discovered was that lady beetles are attracted to a high vibration of love. And in that very moment that they came to me and surrounded me and were crawling all over me, I was in bliss with nature, in bliss with kirtan. So it's always stayed with me, that experience. Because it was a beautiful experience, a connection with nature. Yeah. I always have kirtans just come to me. They come through me, they come to me. I can't explain what happens, but I've tried learning a lot of people's kirtans, and I have learnt some of other kirtans and traditional ones that have been around for a while, European ones. And but when I'm by myself, I just play whatever comes to me. Yeah. So that's one of the experiences I've had with
another one.
Another one, I was doing another house sit. I was doing a lot of house sitting. I still do. But I tell people Baba looks after me when I need somewhere to stop and stay. So I was doing another house sit, but this house sit was above Anandapali. So it was the property above Anandapali in Stanthorpe. There was a huge granite rock outside the house, just outside the house. And it looked like an elephant lying down sleeping. That's the shape that it had. And I used to love going up onto that and singing kirtan. And I felt like I was singing kirtan down over Anandapali. And part of my ideation was sending healing to the ground. I spent quite a bit of time there, actually, over a period of a couple of years. They got me back a few times. So I loved that place. And I'd come to the point where I was wondering what direction I was going in, because my life had changed so dramatically through the spiritual practices that had come into my life. And I'd started to heal. I wasn't having seizures anymore. There was a lot of really good things happening. And some of that from the spiritual practices and the kirtan, but also some of it from Radha's wonderful detox program and her teaching me about proper foods, good foods, alkalining. And so I was really, really asking myself, well, where to next? And I didn't have my caravan anymore. So I was wondering what was going to happen next. And I remember being in the lounge room one night, and I just finished singing kirtan. And I laid on the lounge, and I was, you know, in my mind, I was going, what next, Baba? What is next? And I started looking at camper vans, thinking that maybe that would be the next thing. The camper van would be the next thing for me. And it got really confusing, really confusing. There was too many to look at. So I just laid back down and I went, oh my goodness, Baba, please. What I really want is a camper van, just like Noella's. So I have had a friend in Stanthorpe, Noella, who had a camper van. The next morning I went into town and I walked around to a friend's place who had one of the local shops that sold lots of things like crystal bowls and crystals and things like that, and clothing. And there's Noella and Juliet sitting outside her shop in Stanthorpe, and they waved to me when they saw me coming down the road and asked me what I was up to, and we got chatting, and I told them that I decided I think I'm going to look for a camper van. And Noella said to me, oh, did you know I'm selling my camper van? And I went, no, you're not really, are you? My goodness. And after the conversation I'd had with Baba the night before, I was blown away that this happened the very next morning. And I'd saved up $4,000. And that was my budget. And I said, how much do you want for her? And she said, oh, $4,000. And I went, okay, it's mine. I'm buying it off you. So that's how I ended up with Hannah. I called her Hannah. And that all came about, once again, from kirtan and the blissful state afterwards and the conversations I have with Baba.
Is there a final experience you want to talk, or is it?
No, but I'd love to share a kirtan with you.
Right.
Yeah. So this kirtan came to me only yesterday morning when I was leaving my son's home. I'd been to spend Christmas with my son and grandchildren, well, both my sons and grandchildren. And I went out to the veranda when everyone was asleep and it was the still hours of the early morning, and this kirtan came to me. Baba no keva lam, 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 Baba no keva lam. Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam. Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam. Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam, Baba nam kevalam.